Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When I was growing up in Roanoke, wrestling, no T in it, wrestling as we called it, was very popular. Now this isn't the high school and college kind. This is the kind that in those days was a circuit of guys who traveled around that now grown into a worldwide phenomenon like the WWE and all those other groups that I can't remember all the initials for anymore. It was wrestling. And we pretty quickly picked up that it really wasn't real. It was kind of a scripted melodrama. But people got caught up in it. They'd scream and shout. They'd stand around the ring. They'd really get into it. They were into wrestling. Just think of that. Because I think it is true of what we're talking about in all our lessons today, not just the first one, is about wrestling. It may not be an image that we have to think of God. Our relationship with God, we may think of it as prayerful obedience or following God, but in truth, throughout Scripture, the best description of faith life is wrestling. It is not clear and abundant how to go. We're not sure what God says. Sometimes we don't want to hear what God has to say. We don't want to struggle. And yet, we're told in all these lessons that the life of faith does lead to good things, but it leads through struggle. And nowhere is that more clear than Jacob. Sorry, Jacob. I'm talking about Jacob. Whose name meant in Hebrew, thief. They translated it as deceiver, but it really meant thief in their language. Because you know the story of Jacob. He came out of the womb clutching his older brother's ankle. They were twins. And quickly planted his older brother, tricking their father, who was going blind, and pretending to be the older brother to get the blessing and all the other good stuff. And then having to flee, because the older brother figured out what was going on, went away, tried to trick everybody he met along the way, but had to slink back home. And that's where we pick up the story. And you notice Jacob's up to his old tricks again here. He has to cross the Jabbok to go into territory. And the territory he's entering is the territory his older brother Esau is in charge of. Not good for Jacob. And Jacob's no dummy. What does he do? He sends his children and his wives and his slaves ahead of him, figuring that maybe his older brother won't massacre them, and then maybe won't massacre him too, for all the stuff he'd done. And it's interesting that in the midst of that, God comes to Jacob. I think God had always been there, but Jacob realizes it. Because he's left alone, getting ready to cross over in the dark. And think of all the imagery of that. It's dark. He's having to cross over the river by himself, and he's facing the dawn of having to go to his brother, knowing all the dumb, bad things he's done. I mean, all of us who have siblings know that sometimes, as much as we may love our siblings, we would just as soon strangle them at other times as well. And no doubt that was going on here. Now, I'm not going to tell you the end of that story, because that's another great story we'll get to some other time. But this part today, think about it. Jacob is alone, fearful, and he gets into a wrestling match with an unknown personages or being. And he clings to him, and he fights, and he struggles in the dark with the uncertainty of the future in front of him. Is that not an example of what faith life is like? That faith life is not having the answers. It's not being able to go out of here outside the door and tell the world what to do, because we don't know any better than anyone else. But it's willing to struggle with the notion that despite what we encounter in this world, God is real, God's love is enduring, and God will win the day. So he clings. He clings to this person. So much so that the person puts his hip out of joint. And they still call this the Jacob thing, that where that ball is in medical terms, that little tissue that's in there, named after the Jacob for having it put out. At least they used to. They may have changed that. I learned that a long time ago. Puts him out. So Jacob is not going to get out of this hole. That's another thing about faith life I have to say to you. You don't get out of it as whole and as well as you want to be. It is a struggle, and sometimes there are costs in our lives of struggle with God and the world. But he comes out blessed. He comes out blessed. And that was a big deal in Jacob's day, is to be blessed, especially to be given a new name, means you were given a new opportunity in life. And anyone needed a new opportunity in life, it was Jacob at that point, because all the cards were stacked against him. And notice what he gets. He gets the name Israel, which literally means not strive. It means to wrestle. It's literally what the Hebrew word means. It's to wrestle with God. What's hidden behind that is it also means that God has been wrestling with us. You know? And that's been true of Jacob. Jacob recognized God in his moment of despair and agony and uncertainty. And that kind of dark moments in our lives are quite often when we recognize God's presence among us. But God has been there struggling and wrestling with Jacob the whole story going on. And as he goes forward as this Israel, he will still be in this struggle. But he will be changed. Having been blessed, he will now be different. He'll be called to recognize this God at work in his world. To not be so fearful that he had to cheat and withhold from everyone, but to learn about living a life walking the uncertain path of faith. And that is what I think you and I are talking about. Speak to a world outside these doors, not in a position of superiority, but in a position of hope and trust. Isn't that what all the lessons are about? Timothy is told by Paul, who's elder than he is, that don't think you're going to get an easy life because you're a pastor. Guess what? There's going to be strife in the church. And not unlike our time today, in the time of Timothy, people heard what they wanted to hear and chose decisions, the positions they wanted, and didn't want to hear the other side. That's not just a 21st century phenomenon. It was going on in the first century AD. And he's told you must be faithful. Your call is not to succeed. Your call is not to conquer the world. It's to be faithful, to get limping with the burdens you might bury, but to carry the hope with you, even if you limp off the scene like Jacob. And that's true with the story of the woman, the judge. Jesus is saying, wait a minute. Look at this example. I mean, this guy's got no values, no principles. And yet he will listen to this woman because she annoys him. How much more does God not listen, walk with, guide you, be with you, wrestle with you and I every day, because his love and grace and mercy is so great, he may not recognize it, except in those moments of despair. I hope we do. I think that's part of the growth of faith of Israel, Jacob, is he begins to recognize God's presence, and not just when he needs him, because Jacob was pretty good about calling on God when he needed him, but that God was walking and struggling with him in all that he did. You may recall, Jacob had the great vision about the ladder. And by the way, he didn't climb the ladder. The angels came down the ladder to him. Because what really happens in life is not that we go to God, as I talked about last week, it's that God comes to us. See, God's been there with Jacob. But in his moments of doubt and despair, he recognizes God's presence with him. The thing that changes Jacob is once he's blessed, he begins to live more like he really does have that God of blessing with him. He goes and faces his brother and finds his brother to be not what he expected. Another story, another time. But isn't that true of our lives of faith? That sometimes our fears and our doubts keep us from being the people who trust in God, and we just call on God when we need him. The truth is, God is with us at all times. God is wrestling with us, and sometimes we get a little crippled in the process of this thing called life. But we always go with faith and assurance and love and grace. Not an easy life of faith, but a life of struggle and turmoil and trying to live out this hope we have that we get to proclaim to the world. So this day, I hope you feel blessed, and I hope you feel God's presence. But remember, it's wrestling. So go out there in the world and have a good wrestling. Amen.
Amen.